Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Jim, give us your website and tell us where they can find your book, Personal Brilliance.
Well, Personal Brilliance is available on all the online stores. It's been out for a while, so it's available on Amazon and all of those places. Our website for the book is mypersonalbrilliance.com. So if you want to work on your own individual personal brilliance, you can do that there. From a leadership standpoint, I think everybody would probably want to check out elcircle.com. It stands for Emerging Leadership Circle, and that's where we talk about some of the topics we're discussing today relative to leading an organization.
Right, especially building an organization that continues to learn, even when there might not be a training department, which most small businesses don't have a training department. And so I asked the question as we went to the break. I want to get you to help us out with this. If without a training department, it's more difficult to collect and filter and identify the good ideas that need to go forward, and to make sure those get put back out there as new standards as we continue to learn about how to do business in the 21st century. How do you do that in an organization without a training department?
Well, it really involves honoring the wisdom that exists within the organization. Here's how we did it. To give you my example, just to be able to have something relative, we, in effect, served a client in some way. So we had teams that would go out and serve a client, and everybody's business has that component. The way it worked was you were more valuable to me if I was leading one of those client engagements, if I could bring you into my client situation and you could help. And if you could only do one thing, you had one functional area of expertise, I was limited in how I could take advantage of your expertise for my client.
Right.
If you had two or three, now you were more valuable to me and the organization. So what that forced was somebody who only had one piece of experience would then be faced with, where do I get that information? Well, I'd go to my colleague who maybe has a couple more years experience, and I'd figure out a way to extract that knowledge that I needed. When they did that, of course, I'd write that down so that people coming behind me.
That's my point. You know, is once you guys, you two guys are working great together, but maybe we got three other people over here who aren't connected to you guys. They're not in your little clique, so to speak. And how do we make sure that all this knowledge, all this learning, all these mistakes that have been made that we now know how not to do things? How do we make sure that gets cross pollinated across the organization?
Well, Jim, the best way to learn is to teach, right? So, you know, most junior person knows something. So my job as a leader is to say, okay, Jim, you need to bone up in this particular area. Go see Betty over here who has that information. Now I've put Betty in a situation where she becomes a teacher. You're a learner. And then I'm going to do that with you as well. And I start to create a matrix or a network within the organization of knowledge. And I'm forcing that, but it all comes from one single statement. You're more valuable to me based on what you know, and the more you know, the more valuable you are. The more valuable you are, the more we benefit, the more you benefit.
Right.
If we have that equation in place within our organization, it just inherently happens. And I'm going to figure out how to, you know, crowbar the information out of you no matter how busy you are because I need it.
What about
if that trust is there, it works itself out.
Even though there's no training department, let's say, in this organization, that doesn't mean that you still can't have meetings where those two people you were talking about earlier get up in front of the group, the company, and say, this is what we had, this is what we discovered, this is what we needed to do, this is how we worked together, this is what we learned, here are the mistakes that we made, and here's what we think we need to do going forward, and then have the group talk about that.
Jim, that's just common sense. If we're both learning and teaching,
but it doesn't happen.
Want to do that.
But it doesn't happen enough in small businesses, I think.
Well, sure, we're going to want to do that. But here's the key here. We don't need to get a budget for that.
Right. You
know, all we need to do, all we need is a chair and a
budget,
couch or something
but,
to sit
well,
on.
Well, it may be harder than money. Budgeting the time for a small business may be harder than budgeting money.
My job as a leader is to make that space available.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jim,
you
give us the website again, please.
www.elcircle.com.
And personalbrilliance.com. No, mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Mypersonalbrilliance.com as well, yeah.
More about the book there, and then the things that Jim and I have been talking about at elcircle.com, right?
Exactly right.
All right, thanks Jim. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.